From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea fired an unidentified ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan early today, a gesture widely interpreted as a challenge to the administration of President Trump. There was no immediate confirmation of the launch from the North, which recently warned it was ready to test its first intercontinental ballistic missile. And at the time of that missile launch, President Trump was dining near his vacation home in the state of Florida with visiting Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Standing alongside Mr. Abe, Mr. Trump said, "I just want everybody to understand that fully and fully know that the United States stands behind Japan, its great ally," he said, 100%. On another matter, Mr. Trump used his weekly radio address to remind Americans he intends to protect them from attacks by foreign terrorists.
"We will not allow our generous system of immigration to be turned against us as a tool for terrorism and truly bad people. We must take firm steps today to ensure that we are safe tomorrow."
President Trump said he met last week with sheriffs and police chiefs from around the country and pledged that he and his Attorney General Jeff Sessions would support them in their fight against criminal threats. Turkish-backed Syrian rebels have pushed into the Islamic State stronghold town of Al-Bab, that's in northern Syria, as nearby Syrian government forces backed by Russia halted their advances at a contact line drawn to keep the rival forces apart. Witnesses reported fierce fighting at Al-Bab, located some 40 kilometers south of the Turkish border. This is VOA News. Iraqi Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr urged his supporters to suspend a demonstration near Baghdad's Green Zone after violent clashes left several dead and hundreds wounded. Iraqi security forces fired tear gas at al-Sadr supporters after reports they were trying to advance on the area where government institutions, including parliament and the prime minister's office, are located. Al-Sadr, who has strong ties to Iran's clerical establishment, held numerous protests outside the Green Zone last year, demanding the resignation of various government ministers and overrunning the Green Zone before withdrawing. British Defense Secretary Michael Fallon says he expects the Islamic State will be expelled from towns and cities in Iraq this year.
"I am delighted to see East Mosul now liberated and people returning to that city, and the operation to liberate West Mosul about to begin. And I congratulate the Iraqi forces and the Peshmerga on the role they have played in allowing the people of Mosul back to their homes to live in freedom again."
Fallon also said he expects operations to retake Raqqa in Syria can begin by the summer. He was on a visit to Baghdad and Erbil, meeting Iraqi and Kurdish leaders and commanders of the coalition against the Islamic State. Britain is a member of that coalition and has contributed intelligence, air power, infantry training, and some of its special forces to the fight. A Turkish court has formally charged an Uzbek man with murdering 39 people and wounding scores of others in a New Year's Day shooting rampage at an Istanbul nightclub. Somalia intending to resume printing banknotes this year for the first time since the government collapsed in 1991. The governor of Somalia's central bank told VOA all technical preparations are complete and his government is confident it can assemble a financial aid package within months to fund the printing program. United States immigration authorities arrested hundreds of immigrants living in the U.S. illegally. It happened in raids across the country, although authorities say the enforcement action was not linked to a recent executive order signed by President Trump to limit immigration. You can get more on that story and the rest of the hour's news from our website. Find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.